Dermot O'Brien, you're out of the Oscar Trainer Cup, but, you know, looking at the two legs, there wasn't too much between the sides, and we all knew that beforehand.
Yeah, that's right. Chris, have to say, he was very happy the way we played again today. I thought we controlled most of the game. Unfortunately, we were punished for one error we made in the first half and went a goal down, but got back into it before half-time. You have to give Donegal credit. They defended deep and they defended well, and good luck to them in the rest of the competition.
I mean, coming up to half-time, you were the better team at that stage. You deservedly equalised, and I'm sure when you went into the second half, you were thinking you could go on and maybe force it into extra time and go all the way.
Yeah, that's right. We actually started the second half very well, Chris. We forced a number of corners, and there was a lot of last-ditch defending and blocks, and, you know, we just couldn't get the break in front of goal, and you need the breaks in tight games, I guess, and just didn't go our way today.
And then, of course, there was the sending off, and when you went down to 10 men, numerical disadvantage, so that changed things a little bit as well.
Yeah, it did, but I think we still kept trying to force the game, and I have to say, I thought the sending off was extremely harsh. First tackle that Calvin put in the whole game, and it was, you know, it was a side foot tackle. There was no malice in the tackle, but it is what it is, and I say proud of the boys the way they stuck at it and kept pressing to the very end.
And the Oscar Trainer Cup, you know, both the Donegal League and the Inishowen League have won it in the past, and it is an important competition that, you know, that from a representational point of view, to treat it with the respect it deserves.
Oh, absolutely. It's a brilliant competition to, you know, give players that, you know, a lot of players may be coming from clubs that are not used to success, and to give them the opportunity to play on that national stage. And, you know, say it is a great competition, and the players I have to give credit to for the effort and the commitment that they've given to myself and Paul Hegarty over the last 10 or 12 years.
And no doubt you'll wish your opponents from today all the best in the rest of the competition.
Oh, definitely. I know John Francis Dugan a long time, and he's come in and he's pulled a good squad there together. And as I said to him after the game, the best of luck. They have a home quarter final tie to look forward to now. So, you know, you'd fancy their chances at home there, and then you're in the semi finals, and it's anybody's in after that.